Good morning. Welcome to When the Kids Go Down. I am a little under the weather. Didn't I say last episode that I haven't been sick? I don't really have a voice. I do, but it hurts. I don't know if it's like being heated up like at night, because I have like socks and blankets and I don't know. It's my throat. It like doesn't hurt. It just feels sore and you can probably hear. Right now, I sound like my vocal fries. It's pretty fried. And it's so funny because I kept telling myself, yes, we're doing another recording the day of. But listen, I kept telling myself to record. And I was like, your voice is going to get worse. Oh, you really want this, don't you? And my voice has gotten worse. But it's been a week. It's been a crazy, deep, dark, crazy week. My tire exploded. So been dealing with that. It's fine. I mean, just happened while I was driving and I had to leave it somewhere and then I had to leave it somewhere where I was terrified it might get towed. It didn't, thank God, but it has been a difficult one. I mean, not difficult. It's just been like tedious of a week, which is fine. It just makes it go by so much faster and I don't like that. I like to live my days, and so it was not a great one because I don't remember a lot of this week except for having to do a bunch of shit. And the more my kids grow up, the more that I think like I want to document more. I actually just deleted like 6,000 photos from my phone and had them uploaded to my computer and backed up on a million different places and sticks to have them like drives, floppy disk. So that I would have them and not lose them, because that would devastate me. But I just have been thinking about how I would like to document a lot more of their life so that they can have stuff to like watch without it being like an iPhone photo or video. I know for a fact that my dad has a camcorder that he doesn't use. But I'm not on thin ice with him, but like And my dad's bipolar, so like there's always, and it's not like a he really he actually he is. So there's you got your dinosaur? Been interrupted. He's just in a mood, and so that mood is right now it just very easily what do you call it? Like it's just his temper is waiting to go off at the slightest stroke of a pen, and my hands are glued on the desk. I'm not moving. I'm just observing. So I'll wait for March when it's their anniversary and my baby's, well, more so their anniversary because they're happier that time. And you finished? Excellent. I don't know what you were doing. And maybe I will get a new camcorder or I can just find one my own. I don't know. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of like a little camcorder. And I was thinking, like, I just need a film camera, to be honest. Because the other day I felt myself, I was calculating, I actually was doing this, I didn't feel myself doing this. I was calculating, like, how much it would cost me to buy a disposable camera once a, like, 2 weeks or once a month. And then I was like, what about once a week? And I was like, I'm gonna spend, it's almost, like, let's say it's $20 with tax, because they're usually, like, 17, 15 bucks for a few. That's like what? How many do you even get? Like sometimes I want to say that they're priced more than like a dollar per, I think. Okay. So when we're talking about like Polaroids, it's usually like a dollar to a dollar, like 75 if it's nicer, I don't know, for film, for a photo. And I think with a disposable camera, we're doing like 75 cents. Maybe it's a little less. I don't know. I don't really know the specifics and didn't really do a lot of research. I just went off memory. But that's still kind of, it's pretty pricey. I mean, it's a whole bill to spend like a dollar a day, you know? We stick to like a pretty regular routine of what we do. So like it's not like every day it's gonna spark some like new inspiration. I don't know. It's just like it's gonna look pretty similar from day to day. As far as photos, but it's the things that they do and say where he's laughing, which is why I like to journal, and I will journal like something that they like did or say, because at the end of the day, when Ryan comes home, I like debrief him on all the funny stuff that happened today. And so typically I also will journal about something like that happened. What's Matt? Oh my God, you're both yelling at me. Okay, Beck wanted me and Mika wanted me to do surgery on his dinosaur. I do surgery on this dinosaur on the regular. He's like a Hot Wheels City. You know Hot Wheels City. I don't know. It's like a whole setup and you can buy different things. This one is a dinosaur ramp car and he farts and eats cars. And Mika will continuously just shove cars downhill that do not fit. And then I have to go and get my tweezers and pull out cars from his butt. Anyways, I like having my apps. Like, there's Notion, and just like the regular old Notes app is really good too. I think I just updated my iPhone. So like there's this journal app. It's not Notes. It's just Journal. So it's pretty cool because you can add like what you listen to on Spotify that day. I haven't really looked too much into it. I just did it like the day that I saw it because I updated my phone. And I like that I like that it's like a little digital scrapbook. So I like the idea of digital scrapbooking. I think it's easier than physically scrapbooking. Those are not going to fit in Dino though. You need to get like the Hot Wheels smaller cars because you cannot put a monster truck inside him. I grew up with like having a camcorder, like the huge ones that would go on in their shoulders around the house and around when my dad was home. And when he wasn't, it was just like around the house recording us. And I we didn't like ever realize it was there. It was just kind of like he used to put it up so that so that my brother wouldn't perform or wouldn't do anything to, I don't know, me for the camera. Like, rip my hair out or push me. And also, if we know we're being recorded, then we're nicer. And, well, I'm nicer. If we're being recorded, he was like, watch this. And then things happened. Mainly just trying to, wrestle me or redo my hair or throw me or have me reach really high places by lifting me and... I'm just trying to think. I don't have a lot of memories, but the memories I do have are on camera. I actually just remembered that I also have a camcorder, but it takes like tapes. So I don't know. Maybe I can. I might go get that because I know where that's at. Hopefully, because sometimes I don't know. I go back to my parents' house and they like don't remember that I have any belongings there. Yet at the same time, my mother also just like cleaned up our mother. She also just like cleaned up, I don't know, some space in her house because they're having work done. And suddenly she hated both my brother and I for ever living there because we left stuff there. And I mean, when we say we left stuff there, that's like we left stuff there when we were like 17. So stuff I'm pretty sure that she told me she wanted. So moving on from that. I do know that my camera is there because there's film on it from when I did broadcast in high school, and I had like I had an underbite most of my life, and so I remember like just like I liked the video footage, but I hated watching it. I hated and loved watching it because I thought it was so cool because it was of our time that we just broadcast was so fun, and then I also hated looking at my face. But I'm glad I had it because I knew that I would want it, and I do. Like the footage of like me growing up. Even if I didn't like the way I looked, I'm like super glad that I still have it. I'm gonna do a very like chatty episode because I did want to do an episode. I'm not gonna say what it is because I still want to do it, but I want to do a little bit more research or have it more like concise and just like neat. And so we're just going to be a little chatty today. I do want to say the New Year's episode, I pulled it. It was just a New Year's chatty catch up like this, but I don't remember exactly what was on it, but I do remember that in the beginning I was talking about getting cringed out at the grocery store because, I got cringed out by a girl and like, I felt really bad about it I was just like, no one said anything, but I was like ruminating on it. And then I like talked to my sister about it and I was just like, I don't know. I just felt like a dick. Like, I hate talking about people. And so I was like, looking at the lens of like, I got triggered, right? Like, that's what getting cringed out is. It's just like your visceral reaction to like a trigger. And so, and when I thought about it, I know where that trigger came from. And it just came from like a younger me desperately trying to be likable and lovable and unique enough for some girl's son, plus willing to accept just like a nugget in return. And it was still like cringy. That's fine to be like, that was feel weird. But like, what did, okay, I just actually just saw this clip of Jamie Lee Curtis saying, say what you mean what you say, just don't say it mean. I don't feel like I was mean, but I also can just, I could just be cringed out and not have to say anything about it. And so I was going into like, I was trying to edit another episode, actually the last episode, because I unfortunately was not aware of the environmental factors that ChatGPT can have on the environment. And like, I was heavy on it last episode, and I had some guilt over that, especially just with everything going on right now. So I don't know, maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I'm chronically online. I don't know. I just wanted to edit that down, and then it like worked. I mean, I edited it, and then I tried to upload it, and it was just like, it didn't accept it. I don't know. Don't know what happened with that. So I just left it up, and I didn't want to mess with like trying to do that in early in the morning when I was editing the other one. And yeah, so I just pulled it because I don't even remember what I said, but I might just go in and re-upload it because the episode numbers are still in order. So it's just missing that one. Yeah. I just have to have another early morning of editing to do that. And that's fine. All right. I wanted to talk some books real quick, but oh, a few things real quick. Sorry. So if I mispronounce things, or I have heard myself before, like reading things, and in the moment I'm like not noticing, and then I'm listening to it and I'm like, I just mispronounced like five of those words. That's me just like running through things with my dyslexia. I'm not, I don't know. It bothers me, but it's been like this ongoing thing since I was a kid. So that's that. And a weird thing. I know how I got there now, but I have a popped blood vessel on my finger, on my index finger. And I had no idea how I got there. It just appeared and tripped me out. And then I was like, trying to figure out if I just like grew a mole on my finger, and then I realized it was a popped blood vessel. And so I see my friend who I haven't seen in a long time, and she has an identical one. And so I'm immediately just like, we're witches. And then her mother also got one. I don't know why I keep saying mother, but they both had pinched themselves, and I had no idea how I got mine. And then I kind of just like was racking my brain yesterday, and I realized that it's because I was trying to look for my fucking wallet that I still don't have, and I thought maybe it would be under my infant's car seat, and because it's been so cold, I like it gets stuck, you know, like the little, it's still, I mean, it's an infant car seat, so it's like one of those with the handle, and because it's so cold, it gets stuck, and I was pushing really hard on it to like get to push on both ends. And I was pushing really hard to get the handle to fly up so that I could pick it up and take it out of the car. And I was like, that was most likely it, because I was really like pushing my index finger down on that so that it would pop. And I finally got it. And I just like, it was cold, so I don't think I felt it. And then it appeared later that night. So 98% sure. I mean, 99% sure that's like where it came from. That 1% apparently meant everything. All right, so I finished Pride and Prejudice, and I loved it. This is the same thing that happened with like The Great Gatsby, where I was like, did I read this? I remember reading it. And Fitzgerald was like a classics author that I read a lot of when I was younger. And so I was like, I'm pretty sure that I had read it. And then we went to go see it in the theaters whenever that was, when they did the whole, like, when Jay-Z did the music. And I was like, I know everything that's about to happen, when we sat down and it started to play. That wasn't the case with Pride and Prejudice. But towards the end, I was like, oh, I remember all this now. So I had read it before, but I don't even know when. It might actually, I don't use my Kindle very often. Like I said, the last time that I used it, I'm pretty sure Beck was like a newborn and I was like in bed and Ryan brought, because I remember Ryan bringing me like a snack and I was in bed and I'm pretty sure like Beck was in his bassinet next to me and I was reading The Haunting of Hill House. So that's the last time I remember reading it, but I also remember that like the battery was not great on it, and that's on me for like not charging it in years. But anyways, I'm pretty sure that it's on there because if it's like it's free on Audible, so it might be free on Kindle Unlimited, and I am a sucker for like free and classic books, so I'm pretty sure that's where I read it now that I think about it. Honestly, kind of hate how I can just like figure out anything. It like takes the magic away in things, but I feel like if there's any like this blister, anything that I'm like, where did the how did this happen? I can pin, except for my fucking wallet. But when I find my wallet, I'm gonna be like, I know exactly what happened. I honestly do feel, if you don't care, sorry, I'm just talking here. But I honestly do feel like Mika has it. Because I'm like, I remember him opening it, and I don't remember picking it up from him, but I also might have. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But it hasn't been used. I have it just somewhere. It's stressing me out. Ryan says that he remembers seeing it in the front bathroom. Our front bathroom is basically a hallway, and it's clear. So I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to say too much on Pride and Prejudice in case my sister-in-law is listening or my sister. I'm just gonna call her my sister because it's easier. But I don't, and it seems less. I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to say anything. But I enjoyed it, and I was like kicking my feet, giggling at the end of it. Very happy, so cute, and I just love how like you watch old horror movies or it's just like things have been repeated time and time again, and so you can see reminiscences of like certain books or movies and movies now and books now, and I just kind of love all of the not so much reference but the what do you call it like inspiration from these like classics, and it's I don't know. I want to talk about it with my sister-in-law. So I'm really excited for her to read that. It's just like you see these characteristics in these characters and the characters around them, and then you start to just like go, wait, this feels very familiar. And then there's another book that also has kind of similar dynamics because I just love to see people's inspirations. I realize that I'm sounding vague, and it's because I am being vague because I want to talk to my sister, and I also have half a cup of coffee in me, and so I may, and my voice will not, I cannot get above a certain octave, and so I'm sorry if this is like a little low energy, is what I'm saying. Currently, I am reading Mockingjay from the Hunger Games series. I really hope that you can't hear anything in the background besides the children because I have music playing, and that's plagiarism. These mics are pretty good at just picking me up. Children are pretty good at screaming, so why you can hear them. I will never complain about that though. They can scream their heads off as long as they are happy. I am happy. Yeah? Do you have a cookie? I mean, a cracker? Anyways, I didn't realize how much of the Hunger Games books were like almost word for word and like at least like Katniss's speeches and what Gale, his lines. I feel like they did some things about PETA are a little different. Like they made, I don't know. I feel like he's not, I'm trying to, like, I feel like his character is more prominent in the, he's more alluded to in like in Mockingjay, but obviously, because he's going through it. But like in the books, you just, because there's not like a lot of lines that he has. They just kind of describe what's going on. And so in the movies, you get to see it. So you feel like he's more a part of it. because like I'm like, okay, show me PETA, like in the book right now. And I, because I listen, I will never have never been Team Gail. I don't understand anyone who would say that they were. And in the books, I feel like he's even more insufferable. I don't know, man. But PETA is my favorite. I've talked about this before. And maybe, like, I don't know, probably not here because we just restarted the podcast. But when I was doing this solo in the beginning, which of those episodes are like gone, but I have talked about PETA before because I love Josh Hutcherson and PETA Mellark. Where I'm currently at in the book, Katniss, PETA, and some, oh my God, what am I gonna say? Not crew members, but like, yeah, some of the recording crew. They're in the Capitol and with Gale, you know what I mean? They're going to get Mr. Snow, and I know what is about to happen. I know it's about to happen because I've seen the movies a million times. And let me just say that where I currently am in the book, Finnick has lines. And I don't want to finish the book. But also, like, I don't have that much left of the book. So I'm like, I'm wondering how rushed the ending is going to feel. I don't think it's going to, because I don't think it's going to, because the movies don't feel that way. And the movies are obviously much shorter than the books. So I'm going to be happy. I know I'm going to be happy, but I'm also very anxious for what is about to happen in the book. These can't possibly be spoilers. The Hunger Games are huge and have been around, hi baby, forever. Again, I'm being so vague. Maybe I'll be less vague in the future, as the podcast progresses and we see where we're at and what people want. Anyway, that's what I'm reading. I'm also reading Normal People, physical book, and I by reading, I mean I have read 2 pages because I am reading Mockingjay. I mean, technically, I was reading Normal People first, but my sister and I are going to read that one together, and she is still, I don't know if she's reading Pride and Prejudice yet because she was reading The Alchemist, and so I don't know if she's finished The Alchemist now and has moved on to Pride and Prejudice, but I am waiting on her. Luckily, it's not a big book, so I don't have to wait long. And I also am, I'm kind of like reading it. I'll read, I'll like dedicate tonight to like a few chapters because I know it's going to take me longer to read it than it typically would because I'm reading the physical copy, which means that I can't listen to it while I can't read it like while I'm doing dishes. I'm going to have to like designate time to sit down at night or in the morning and read it, which is why I wanted the physical book because I haven't designated time to reading like that in a really long time. And so that's what I want to do. So I know that it's going to take me longer than it will her to get through it. And so I want to start and get a little bit of a head start. I already had Mockingjay like downloaded because I was reading the Hunger Games series last year and then I didn't want it to end. And so I just like took time between finishing Catching Fire and Mockingjay. And then I'm also technically in the middle of Throne of Glass. I don't remember what I just read. I mean, I remember what I just read, but I don't remember the title. I think I have four more books left, and I also haven't read The Assassin's Blade, which is a prequel to the series, but also part of the series. So maybe I should go and read that one because it is much smaller. And then definitely much smaller than what I'm about to read in the following in the Throne of Glass series. If you've read Throne of Glass, I would love to know if you've read the Assassin's Blade first, or if you recommend that, because I see a lot of different things all over the internet, and I don't know because I know that my sister is going to eventually read the series as well. And that's kind of like why I took a break because I also wanted to like have, I wanted her to catch up, but I didn't want to finish a series without her because they are so, it's so lengthy that I didn't want to, it just feels like a whole era of life that you're in when you're reading these books. And so I
want to experience that with her, like we did with Crescent City and Throne of Glass and ACOTAR. So we'll see if she wants to read The Assassin's Blade first so that I can read that with her, and then we'll see. We've recently kind of added a little bit of a watch party to our book club, which is cute. So after Pride and Prejudice, we are going to watch it. And then after Normal People, there's a Hulu series that I am so excited to watch. The Pride and Prejudice, the movie, I feel like we can watch that together. And there's just going to be like children probably running around as we try to watch this very lovely movie. But as far as the Hulu series, I feel like that's something that we may just watch at night in our respective homes with our respective husbands. And that we'll be brief and talk about it as we're watching it. Last year, my sister read Fairy Tale, and so I'm excited to read that by Stephen King because she already read it. And so I can like burn through it. Not that it's something to burn through, it's pretty lengthy, but I'm excited to read that because I feel like I can read that in like an off season and then I can talk to her about it. I like when we have other books that we've read and then we can talk about them together. Duh. I mean, that's the whole point of us reading together. I keep thinking of like, I was thinking maybe I'll do a weekly report to get things going, or maybe even just use that to talk about. But I can't think about eating. But I was like thinking about the snack. Really, it's a sweet treat that I've been eating lately because Ryan, my husband, has like a very sweet tooth where he will eat a pint of ice cream like almost every night, and that's not good for you. So we're trying to like, I don't know. I also want a sweet treat, but oh my goodness, you big burp, buddy. A pint of ice cream every night is not exactly in the budget, and like he doesn't. And even when we were like living in the apartment with two disposable incomes, he was not doing that. But we did sometimes we talk about how we would just like buy sushi and ice cream and some wine or beer, and then we would do that like on a Friday night. And it's just funny how different life is right now. wouldn't change it for the world. So. Obviously not. This is what we chose. And we love it so much. Anyways, we were looking for a sweet treat, like a box of something that we could enjoy together and it wouldn't be like an insane amount of sugar. And it was something that we could like just eat and have and not feel like so much. And not that we have like a lot of guilt over eating like a sweet treat at night, but it's just when it gets like, it's when you feel like crap the next day. Actually just went and picked them up. They're called snack cakes. I mean, they're essentially like a Little Debbie Swedish snack cake, and it has a like marshmallow filling with a chocolate. It's like chocolate dipped. I don't know. Now that I'm like, at first I was like, oh, it's Swedish, like it's healthy, or it's basically just a Swedish Little Debbie. I don't know if how much healthier that is. It doesn't taste as sweet. I haven't had a Little Debbie's like cake in years, but I mean like 20 years. I haven't had one in forever, but I feel like they were like super sweet. And these are not super sweet. They're really good. I don't know, but I have to remind myself that they're not breakfast, which I haven't had it for breakfast. But I'm like, that sounds really good right now with my coffee, and I just don't do it because it's sugar and cake, and I just don't think that, like, I already put brown sugar in my coffee, and so I don't need to, like, then add more sugar to what I'm eating. I don't know. But I do go on walks. I'm not even talking about this as, like, as far as, like, just nutrition. I just feel like, personally, I just don't think that it's good for me to wake up and just copious amounts of sugar first thing in the morning. I hope this hasn't been boring to listen to and has been more chill and laid back, and like we're having a cup of coffee or a glass of wine instead of just me talking to myself. I have a few things on my mind right now. I don't know what's going to happen with TikTok. It's a little weird, and I'm I I don't want to talk about it. and then we have Inauguration Day coming up, and I also don't want to talk about that. I trust that our world is aligned. There's your little affirmation for today. Alrighty, I gotta get these kids suited up so that we can go on our walk and get some nice fresh air into our lungs and refresh our brains for the day. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thursday, and I will see you back next week with a prepared episode on something that I think is going to be a lot of fun to talk about. Okay, I'll see you back. Bye.